Brethren, this is a very quick one as my children are going to come in soon. So today is Tuesday, 18th April 2023, and on the Hebrew calendar is the 27th of Nisan. So in the previous audio, we were talking about women and menstruation periods. I did not describe what mendenholing is very well. The word mendenhol in the Urban Dictionary is described as to mount someone from behind while they are in the fetal position on the ground. After the deed is complete, you roll them over and see the humiliation in their eyes. This is the best accomplished in front of a large audience, but not necessarily. So it's to mount someone from behind while they're in the fetal position on the ground. After the deed is complete, you roll them over and see the humiliation in their eyes. Now, when the devil mendenholed Eve and then had sex with her, that's why children are carried for night. Well, that's one of the reasons, or before that, when one of the curses that the women received in the Garden of Eden was to carry children in their wombs for 9 months and also to experience the pain of childbirth and to menstruate. And I've already shared also the pain of penetration during sex. The pain of, you know, the being disvirgined. The other one that I forgot to mention is not being able to have children when a woman gets to a certain stage of life, whereas men are allowed to have children. The other curse is the fact that women have to be tied down with breastfeeding for about 2 years or 3 years of their lives for every child they have. Keeping in mind, we are not allowed to use contraceptions, so women can have as many children as Yahweh desires. Though, you know, a wise woman is supposed to go before God and talk to Yah about childbirth. You can ask Yah to stop you from bearing children if you feel you've had enough, rather than take matters into your own hands. Then the other thing is women are designed to, you know, desire their husbands all the time. Just have them around them, but men they don't like to be tied down. The other thing is to cover their heads. We're also called to light the candles, the Shabbat candles, because we put out man's light, and then we cover our heads because we stripped man of his, you know, the glory of Yahweh, which is their covering. And in the process, we stripped the covering of Yah over us as women as well. So we are also called to be submissive to women. This is all part of the curses of women. But at the same time, it brings order in society. You can see that because feminism has come into society, it is messing up society big time. You cannot be a feminist and a true child of Yah and be able to enter into heaven, because feminism challenges male domination. Feminism challenges the fact that Yahweh has called men to be leaders in society. And you can see as well that the devil is challenging the leadership of a man by creating homosexuality and other, you know, satanic things like transgenderism, transvestism. All these things started after the banishment of the Garden of Eden, brethren. They were deposited into mankind's spirit. It doesn't mean they are okay. We are to battle against them and resist them, because we have been commanded to resist the devil and he will flee from us. Hallelujah. Another thing I forgot to mention in the previous audio, for those who are wondering what happened to Lilith. After Adam rejected Lilith decided to leave him and go away, and she started to dwell in the waters. Eventually she became a demon, a female spiritual demon. And to this day, she is tormenting mankind in various ways. So she is now a demon, and it is even said she is the female While the devil is the male, she is the female devil that helps to promote all the Jezebel things we see. She has, over time, she's become the queen of the sea, and she because she lives in the waters, she controls the waters. She's the one who keeps having sex with men, people, especially men, and makes people to have children in the spiritual realm, but not children in the physical realm. So she's responsible for various evils that we see around us in the world. Before she became satanic, God, Yahweh sent angels to plead with her to go back and reside with Adam, but she refused, and then a deal had to be set for her to create boundaries as to how much she can affect mankind. But obviously the world has become more evil over time. You know, as time went on, she actually molested Adam in the spiritual realm. She slept with him and made him to have several spirit children. So Adam, you know, saw the stress of having children as too much because of the death of Abel. You know, he never thought he could have a satanic child who could kill his own brother, who is a righteous child. So that really affected him. And after, while his wife Hava was pregnant with Seth, he spent so much time praying that his child would not be satanic. And Yahweh granted him that request. Now, when the child was born, he decided to abstain from sexual intercourse going forward. So he did not play his role as a husband in terms of having sex with his wife, and, you know, for the rest of his life, for quite a number of years out of his life. I'll say maybe 400 years, even 500 years of his life. That opened the door, because obviously there were times he felt he wanted to have sex, but he just never wanted to have sex because he didn't want to have more children, because having more children creates more stress. So he devised a means, which was to abstain. And this is why Yahweh is releasing prophetic messages saying that abstaining and making your spouse to suffer sexually, you know, without proper agreement is not okay. It is actually sin. Also, spilling the sperms or the seed of multiplication on the ground or on the bed or in the condom is also a form of sin. These are things that go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, to the fall of man. Now, when Adam had those spirit children, they became a problem for the people he left behind as his children. And eventually Methuselah had to take a sword. He fasted and prayed for some 7 days, after which Yahweh empowered him and gave him a powerful sword to destroy as many spirit children that had been created by Adam as possible. He wasn't able to slay all of them, but he was able to slay many of them because they were becoming a problem on the earth, even for the holy seed that Adam had left behind. So you can see that the issue of having sex in the spirit has become a problem over the years because of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. These are things we have to live with, but at the same time we have to fight against them and conquer them. It's not easy, and this is a very, very touchy subject. It's a very sensitive subject, but it's important to talk about it. Every year when we're talking about this Torah portion called Zaria Metzora, which is to do with leprosy, uncleanness, cleanness, purification, childbirth, menstruation, and also the sin offering and the thanksgiving offering we give after childbirth. We never talk about these things, but these are new revelations that are coming forth from Yahweh, which we ought to take into account, because they help us to get the full picture as to why the sin offerings were given after having children. I want us to remember the story of Bathsheba. Bathsheba, as well as another lady whose name I've forgotten, but she's written in the book of the extended part of Daniel, and she was accused of trying to sleep with two men. The men wanted to sleep with her, but because she refused, they accused her wrongly so that she could be killed. But eventually the spirit of Yahweh spoke through young Daniel when Daniel was still a young boy, and they vindicated the lady. You know, the lady was spared from untimely death, and the men that were accusing her ended up being the ones falling into the pit that they had dug for her, as the holy biblical scriptures say. So she, that lady, whose name I've forgotten, but she can be found in the extended book of Daniel, the other chapters, I think chapter 15 to maybe 16 or 17. So she and Bathsheba, is clear that whenever, you know, it's clear that after their periods, after their menstrual periods, they sat in a tub of water or in a pool of water to purify themselves. So at the end of 7 days of having menstruated as a woman, we are required to sit. Women are required to sit inside a pool of water or a, you know, a bathtub of water, which is usually referred to as, I think it's, I've forgotten the word now, but the word is related to immersion, like baptism. So women are to sit in that pool so that they can be cleansed. I don't know for how long, but they have to sit in there maybe for about 30 minutes to an hour so that the water can cleanse them. And this is something that Haman complained about when he was talking to King Ahasuerus. King Ahasuerus is one of the things that he highlighted to that king when he wanted to exterminate the Jews worldwide, saying that the women are polluting their rivers or their various water bodies because of their constant need for purification at the end of their menstrual periods. Now, this is something that, you know, over the years we have ignored as people who are within the body of Yahushua HaMashiach, but Yahushua is bringing it back in these end times, trying to tell us to start practicing it because it is crucial to him. It's important for us to go through that purification because, as I said before, it is one way of us being purified from the toxins that the devil put inside our bodies. Remember that we were all inside of Eve when she sinned, and we were all inside of Adam when we sinned, when he sinned in the Garden of Eden. So when the devil polluted their physical bodies and their spiritual bodies, he polluted us as well. This is why Psalm 51 says, "In sin my mother conceived me." We become sinful as soon as we start to have the flesh, you know, as soon as we are conceived in our mother's wombs. So when women go through the menstrual periods, they have to be purified. Hallelujah. And also the menstrual period itself is a form of purification from all those toxins that the devil has put inside of us. And this is why you see many problems arise when women develop or start to experience menopause. Because, you know, the blood is not coming out anymore, the toxins are not coming out, various issues begin to arise. But Yahweh can help women to avoid menopause or experiencing the side effects of menopause if only we live a pious life. If women live pious lives, blameless lives, if we endeavor to be submissive to our husbands and generally submissive to men who are godly in society and respectful to those who are not godly, and also we do things in Yahweh's way, Yahweh can, you know, help us to avoid all those things. There are women who have not lived under these curses. The curses have not affected them throughout their lives in history, in biblical history. And I would like to believe that one of them is Moses' mother, and the other is Miriam, the mother of earthly mother of Yahushua HaMashiach. So it is possible not to live under the curses. Even Prophet Elijah, although I know he's a man, but I just want to use him as an example because he endeavored to live a blameless life, though he was blamed for the what he did to Gehazi, and that led to him dying of a painful sickness. Generally, Elisha was a blameless man, a pious man, and because of that, no fly and no sickness could come near his body. So it is very possible to live a blameless life, brethren. I don't know if I'm going to be able to teach on Saturday. This is Sister Perpetua Shulamit George of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. This is audio number 2 that I'm recording. The main reason for recording these audios was to teach about Joshua and Joseph, but Yahweh has ended up leading me in a different direction. I'm actually getting so many revelations as I'm sharing all this. So we need to understand the issue of purification of women as highly important, and also Yahweh wants us as women to start using cotton towels rather than buy sanitary towels in the shops. And if we're to use sanitary towels from the shops, Yahweh is encouraging us to buy the cotton ones and to endeavor to change them every 3 hours so that we avoid developing infections when the blood turns black. So I need to bring this audio to an end. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, and we'll hear from each other again soon. All right, shalom, brethren.